And so it sounds like you've made massive progress in a relatively short space of time. Have you got any reflections on what worked and what didn't work as you went through the process at all?
I think we always need to, with any strategy and something like this, it's about continually drip feeding it to people. It's about continually referencing it and saying, well, actually, this is what we said we would do. This is what this looks like. And then also making sure that if the student experience is the core of what we do right at the center, then everything else should fall in round about it. So we've went back and revisited our own self-evaluation process round about the student experience. We will be asking those questions. Have we achieved this? Again, the measurables, but also in terms of, say, program review, we've looked at the student learning experience within the context of revisit and program review. Are we asking the right questions at program review? Are we demonstrating true partnership working at program review? Are we? Yeah, so that's one part. We also gather in the college, we also gather something which is called Listen to Learners, where it's a survey like the Student Satisfaction Engagement Survey, but it asks more questions, and those questions will reference or will be based on the actual student learning experience strategy that we've created. And that again will be a measure that says, you know, these are the kind of questions we should be asking. And that then feeds into our own self-evaluation process, which will then feed into our SEEPs, which will then feed into our returns to the funding council, and actually will build for our 7-year cyclical process. So in many ways, it's a core document that should seep into everything round about us, you know, and it's convincing people that here is a core document. You know, here is a core document that is really all about the student and is really all about why we're here. And that's always a conversation you need to have with the finance guys and the janitorial staff. And do you know what I mean? It's that idea that this is core. You need to understand this, because all the other stuff doesn't matter if we're not getting that student experience right.
Yeah, no, you've
And that's a challenge. There is a challenge. There is a challenge.
Yeah, no, but it's such a powerful insight, I think, that yeah, if you get the student experience right and that's at the core of everything, then everything else builds from it. But you've articulated that so powerfully. I was going to ask you if you have any tips or reflections to share with colleagues in the sector, but I think you've just shared a pretty massive one with us there. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think sometimes this is a big commitment here from us to the learning experience. A big commitment here. We've tore it apart. We've not got 4 or 5 bubbles and that mean that are very strategic, and actually this is something that's fairly concrete. That's what I liked about the student learning experience in the first place. And I think our strategy should be something that can be, and we can be held up against that strategy to say we have achieved X, Y, and Z. I've worked with strategies in the past. We've all worked with strategies in the past that are so global that actually people go, eh, what does that actually mean? Do you know? What does that actually mean? Whereas I don't think this is a very clear, this is what this means. And I think maybe, as you know, colleagues across the sector, let's look to our strategies, let's make it measurable, let's make it something that the board can understand, the senior management team can understand, the student association can understand, the students themselves can understand, the election staff can understand, everybody can understand, and they can hang their hats on it. And that's what I think we've tried to do.
No, that is powerful stuff, Rob, definitely. And I'm just reflecting on what you've shared with us over the last few minutes. So we've started talking about a student experience strategy that you've built around the Sparks student learning experience model, but you've touched on, we started with student partnership, we've talked about strategy development, you've talked about how it embeds with quality and the SEEPs and the Tertiary Quality Enhancement Framework, you've talked about it being endorsed by the board and governance at the highest level of the college, that it needs to be measurable and impactful, and yeah, it's the core document that hinges everything together for the Valley College, is what I've heard from you. But is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up at all?
No, I think that's it. I think it always helps that somebody else has done all the hard work and we've just added to it. I love that. Do you know that's effective collaboration. Do you know?
Absolutely.
And you know, I have had the benefit of being engaged with Sparks round about this one. And that in itself has been really, really useful, you know, and, you know, gives, I suppose, for me, as I've already mentioned, gives a certain amount of kudos to my thinking round about this. It's not come out of the blue, this stuff. This is stuff that's been tried and tested across lots and lots of, you know, with lots and lots of colleagues, student association, college student, you know, sabbatical officers, the whole kit caboodle. So in many ways, it works and is tried and tested. Well, it's tried and tested as an approach. I think maybe we need to come back in 5 years' time and really review it and reflect on it. 5 years' time is a long time in college, isn't it?
Well, even you've got your impact and your measurables coming in even after a year. So we'll be able to revisit, hopefully, and catch up with you and see how it's going. But thanks so much, Rob, for your time, for sharing such valuable insights. And I think this possibly wasn't a use of the SLE model that Sparks had anticipated, but it's really fascinating and powerful to capture it. As you say, you've got a co-created sector-led reference that you've used as your starting point and accelerated your strategy development from that. So thank you. Congratulations to you and your colleagues on what you've achieved in a pretty short space of time. And thanks for your generosity in sharing it with us. Anything you want to add just as a final point before
no,
we go?
No, I think I've said everything I want to say, okay. Which is not something I don't normally say. But anyway, I've got to that point.
Thanks ever so much, Rob. We'll sign off here, but look out for other case studies and podcasts from Sparks. And thanks again. Bye, Rob.
Bye.